Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyata Dishmaya, Gedola Me'od, Baruch Hashem, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Mamrim, in the first halacha, in the first perek, in the third halacha. We've already had four Shiurim on this halacha. This is the fifth. This is Hemshech HaDvarim. This is Banui U'Mevusas. לא רק על מה שלמדנו בשיעורים הקודמים בהלכה הזו, אלא גם what we learned in הלכה א'. Because in הלכה א', we, ברוך השם, בסייעתא דשמיא, we had אריכוס, based on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the second Shoresh, to explain that, אמנם לדעת הרמב״ם, דרשות, והלכה למשה מסיני נקראים דברי סופרים. It's true that drashas and הלכה למשה מסיני, the Rambam calls דברי סופרים, but some of them are considered דאורייתא, and those are ones where it is not שאינם עניין לסופרים. In other words, they are independently דאורייתא, and the job of the rabbis is just to report it. Certain drashas and halacha l'moshe misinais are inherently d'oraisa, and the job of the sofrim, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the rabbis, is just to report it, but it's really d'oraisa. Ela geder shel perush Torah shebichtav havu. It has the status of Torah shebichtav. And with that, through the Halacha L'moshe MiSinai, or the Drasha, that's the Perush of the Torah Shebichtav, and is not Talui at all in the Sofrim. That's what we explained there, based on the Rambam. In the Sharoshim, we know the Rambam has his Sefer HaMitzvos. At the beginning of his Sefer HaMitzvos, he has Sharoshim, the roots, which are very, very important. Unfortunately, they're not learned enough, but he has these Sharashim. So that's Sharash Hasheni, Ben HaYeter. And there are other drashas in Halach L'moshe MiSinai that are really derabbanan, that are talui b'soifrin. And we discussed how these Ziknei based in Hagadol, Kol echad mehem din v'shem yesh lo, and he's chelek of the Kabbalah and Torah Shebaal Peh. So I encourage you to please, if you haven't, if you're able to, find the time to listen to the Shiurim Merambam Hilchos Mamrim Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. They're online, and according to that, it would appear as follows: that the Rambam says that there's no machlokes. And when a person says, kibalti, kach kibalti, there's nothing to talk about, you're not allowed to argue with him. And in the Sefer Toras Nevi'im of the Maritz Chayis, he brings a mokol for this Rambam. From numerous sugyas, he brings from Yevamos 77b, Le'yin amoini v'lo'y amoinis, Shenoatz cherev bebeis hamedrish, v'omar, kach kibalti mebeis dino shel Shmuel haramosi, Amoini v'loy amoinis. He stuck a sword, we would say in English a sword, in the Beis Medrash, and he said, so I received from the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamosi that it's only an amoni, but not an amonis. Only an amoni is not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, but an amonis is. And they listened to him. And so to Yadayim, chapter 4, Mishnah 3, cited in Chagiga 3b, don't pay any attention to your vote. I have a tradition that is halacha l'moshe misinai amon and moav me'aslin ma'aser oni b'shvis and amon and moav. They take ma'aser oni in the seventh year. It doesn't have a classical din of shvis. They have ma'aser oni in shvis. And they're a makabalist of Arav. So you see, Nochama like the Rambam, that when it comes to halacha l'moshe misinai, En al mal adaber, en al mal advakeach. And so to Yevamos 76 be? Im halacha yinakabel. If it's halacha Moshe Sinai, we'll accept it. Ve'im ledin yesh tshuva. And if you are judging it logically, then we can respond. Then there's an answer. But again, you see, im halacha yinakabel. Ein sham divrei gemara. Because the yisod of the din to be makabel halacha Moshe Sinai is because lo shamati is not a machlokes. And someone says, I didn't hear. That doesn't create a difference of opinion. As long as one of the Chachmei HaKabbalah says that he received this, so there is a Kabbalah. There's a Kabbalah by the Torah that this is considered Torah. And since nobody's arguing with him when they say they didn't hear, Mela, this is Torah for everybody. He's saying you didn't hear it doesn't prove it's not true. And therefore it's mechayev obligates everybody. And from this itself flows what the Rambam writes in the Peirush HaMishnayos, that as we quoted in the previous shiur, Sheyefshel shenafla hamachlokes miderech tov sa'alochos v'bishichcho o'yem b'nei shechum yom kibol kabbalah semes v'sheni tov kabbalah so yishav v'chol yisham yom p'yavoy kol ma shetzorach l'shmoyah. It's impossible to give a machlokes by making a mistake in the halachos, or forgetting, or one of them was makabel kabbalas emes, and the other was tov kabbalas so. He made a mistake in his kabbalah, or he forgot, or he didn't hear from his rebbe everything he had to hear. On that, the Rambam writes, don't think that. Don't think there were mistakes that crept in. Shehu divrei mi she'ein lo sechel. Anyone who says this lacks a brain. Vain b'yado ikarim, he doesn't have the principles. Upokein ba'anashim asher niskablu meham ha-mitzvahs, and he is blemishing those people from whom the mitzvahs were received. U'mishim la'agiyah, the toyot elu, you know why it's not true that there were mistakes that crept in? Because to come to these mistakes would require a lot of time. And if there's a din that's machayev kabbalah, even if his friend didn't hear, v'meilu uchra ha-din. Rak im lo haya din l'kabel, ומי שלא שם הרי הוא כמי שאין עצר את הלך הוא כמו שמסיני הזו ואין מוכי ועל זה ייתך מוטור דוס משך הדרס ככל אותו יש שכס ברמבה Second somebody comes and he says that he heard it. That's already mechayiv. So a person is being pogged in the ikrim if he says that there was a forgetting here. Because the second somebody gets up, comes up and says, that this is halacha l'moshe Sinai. This becomes halacha l'moshe Sinai. And mistakes take time to develop. But here there's no time. All somebody has to do, one person gets up. He says it's halacha l'moshe Sinai. That's the bottom line. There's no such thing as lo shama. Lo shama is immediately knocked down when somebody else says ken shama, ken shama. That's why it's not considered a machlokas if somebody says lo shamati. Somebody says lo shamati, somebody else can't shamati, that's it. That's the end of the story. That's mechayiv, because he has the Kabbalah. Because his Torah is Torah, and his Torah is mechayiv everybody. So all you have to do is have one of the Chachmei HaMesorah who says that he has a certain halacha on Moshe Sinai. And that's it. There's no more room for mistakes. This is the way it is. This is established. And somebody saying he doesn't know, or mistakes which usually take time to develop, are not going to have any, they're not going to develop because it's going to be there immediate in the bud. However, this is the critical point. Kol zeh, in order to bring Kabbalah, shem gelo perush haTorah, so this is all talking about the type of Divrei Kabbalah that's perished to the Torah that through the Halacha Moshe Sinai it has the status of Torah Shebichtav. It's not totally in the Divrei Sofrim. And this we see in the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. He brings various examples where it says Yad Yad Gabi Kabbalah, hand for hand, doesn't mean literally you cut off the guy's hand. Kukulei Alma, it's Mammon, this is a Isa. Creates how everyone holds is an esrog, it's a raisa. The kaseisa is kabo, when two men are fighting, and then the woman goes and she grabs one of the men. place, so it doesn't literally mean Kotosis can't be cut off her hand, but rather it's Kofa she has to pay. Maskoinki Kaka Liznos, the Kuliam she's in Ashishish. Mosi Shemra, the Kuliam we're talking about in Ashishish. So, there the Rambam writes, Shekolela Perushim Kubala Bipi Moshe Shem Machlekes Bam, since these Perushim, i.e. Moshe is considered Torah Shabbat, these did not become Torah Shabbat Peh. These remain Torah Shabbat Sab, and the job of the rabbis is just to be the conduit to convey these words. And therefore there's no argument. About this there could be no argument. And also the Rambam writes, B'chele Karishon, Perushim HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Shem B'machlokes V'chein B'sefer HaMitzvot B'Aschos Asher Shesheni Sheish B'em Dinim Hem Perushim HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Shem B'machlokes V'chein So Halachu Moshe Misinai Zer Perushim HaMekubalim. So these are things that there's no argument about because they're strong d'oraisas. But they're Halachu Moshe Misinai, and again this we spoke about in the first series of in the series on Perak Aleph Aleph, they were given Torah Sifrei Sofrim. They don't have the status of Doraisa. The Gemara doesn't say that they're Doraisa. They're given a different sofrim. And the Pila, since they're given a different sofrim, they're the Tzimufer Machlokas. That's Tali and the Kabbalah. They themselves are the Torah, because the rabbis have the status themselves of being Torah. Of being Torah. So there could be an argument. We saw before, in a previous year, without a Tekhanas Gezeros. If you have Tekhanas Gezeros, it's not considered a Machlokas, if the Rambam doesn't write a Lashon Machlokas. But if the world say one way and the Yid say the other, so by the world, this Torah doesn't exist. They don't see a reason to make this Tekhanas Gezeros. Even though there's no role between the Battle of the Mir, the role between the Battle of the Mir, but there's a steal between the world and the Mir. Here's not a steal because it's a subjective. Nevertheless, we say Halacha Haruhan. We go by most of the people who have this Torah. Because here, it's not Machayif, but here you can have Machlokas. Here you can have Kumanah Kabbalah Machlokas, because again, it's all subjective, so it's not like the world's about to mute. And that one each side is saying that the other side is wrong. It's just one each side is subjectively saying, I see it my way. What do we say? We say Halacha Haruba, we follow the rules. And so too in Halacha Moshe Misinai, we follow the rule of people. Because whatever the rule, wherever the rule of Torah is, that's where we go. So what in Halacha Moshe Misinai, she begedel she debrei sofrim, she kshenai zol mi she lo shama zol, ein Torah zol, umela ein klal din lekabla mi mi she ken shema. Umehar she ein hazeh din lekabel, nodu bezeh machlokot. So in other words here, we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, which we get it every sofer. The rabbis are themselves the Torah. In other words, they're not just conveying Torah Shibachsav. They have the status of every sofer. The Gemara doesn't call it Torah. So here you can have a machlokas. And one guy does hear it, the other guy doesn't hear it there. They can argue that. Because it doesn't have the status of being Torah. There you can have a machlokas because there's no achra. No, I say I do have a Kabbalah, you say you don't sound right. That's only when they're talking about Torah. But when it's not Torah, and Halacha Moshe Misinai, which are begetted by Sofrim, those you can have machlokas about. And somebody saying that he has them, Halacha Moshe Misinai is the machlokas, the person who says that he doesn't. And the Rambam Zashikasu in Yadayim 4:3 says, Kach Mukublanya, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Amu Mo, Masim, Maisroni, Bishvi, is the Rash and the Rush. Rash there, the Rush in the Gross and Aleph write, Shem Halacha Moshe Misinai, Ela Midah Rabbanan. And it's strong like Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rambam in Matnas Anim 6:5 writes that it's Mamash Halacha Moshe Misinai, and so to Bakhtam's Perish Mishnai, same as Ezra and Bas, as the Fit Vareinu, Kevan Shene Amar, Mishnah, Lo Tachushu, the Al Tachushu, Lil Min Yan Chem. Since it says in the Mishnah, don't pay any attention to your account, if there was a machlokas b'takana, as long as the rov don't have except this takana, it's not considered a takana. And it's by the way, they rov that don't know from the takana. But since halacha Moshe Kisinai is Begedish Lepeyot Mamish, and they have to accept it. In other words, here we're talking about Allah Moshe Kisinai, that Amun Moav Ma'asur Ma'isurani B'Shviyas, that in Amun Moav, you have to take off Ma'isurani and Shviyas. This is the status of Torah Mamish. And therefore, there's nothing to argue about. You have to be Makabo. It says there, don't pay any attention to your account. We wouldn't say that if it was not Daraisa. Only since it's Daraisa, we can say don't pay any attention to your account. Because if it was Begeder, Halacha, Moshe, Misinai, Midibay Sofrim, it had the lower status of Midibay Sofrim, that they themselves, the rabbis who are carrying this idea, they themselves are the Torah, so that you can argue about that, you can vote about that. Since it says the mission is no vote, so the Rambam Lashitaso holds that whatever the people who say that there's not a lot of Moshe Misina, what they say is Badal Mavuto. Because this is something where it's a bitul minyan. If it's a bitul minyan, it means that it has the status of a lot of Moshe Misina Mamish, a Torah Mamish. And therefore, there's nothing to argue about. And now we understand Lashon of the Rambam here, writes to call Dorbisha Timsova Machloek, as the Adu Shem Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Machloek, because he knows not a Kabbalah from Moshe, so he asked the Kasha, what's the Rambam telling us? Pasha, if it's a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, then there's no machlokas. And what are we talking about? If we're talking about Allah Moshe Misinai, if we're talking about Allah Moshe Misinai, so ain't no machlokas. Please, Allah Moshe Misinai. Of course, how can there be a machlokas? If it's real Allah Moshe Misinai, it's a machlokas. And it's not talking about Allah Moshe Misinai. Make a case that we say that it is Allah Moshe Misinai. Ram says that if there's no machlokas, if there's a machlokas, we know that it's not a Kabbalah Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't he come on to that? It's not Allah Moshe Misinai. Of course, it's not a Kabbalah Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So we ask, what are we talking about? Talach Moshe Misina, of course you can't argue. How do you argue with Talach Moshe Misina? And if it's not Talach Moshe Misina, then hey, basically you have to say that if there's a machlokas, that you know it's not a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why would you think that there is a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu? So based on what we said, the Rambam was talking about Talach Moshe Misina. Because we've seen the Rambam in the second church of the Illuminated New Drushes, Shinema, Alain, the Gemara, Shehem, the Doraisa. So it is not the Risofer. And it doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that these drushes are Daraisa. So if these drushes are Daraisa, then they're not the Risofer. And if it doesn't say these drushes are Daraisa, then they're the Risofer. In other words, the Hagdos had volume, whether they're defined as Perish Tosh Bechsav or whether they're defined as Tosh Balpeh, is a Kabbalah.
Is a Kabbalah whether this is, we have a tradition. Whether this is Tarshish Bilsab or Tarshish Malpeh.
And if that's what the Gemara says about it, the Gemara says about the Drasha that it's Tarshish Bilsab, that it's Daraisa, then it's Daraisa. If the Gemara doesn't say that, then it's as the Tarshish Malpeh. The same applies to Alach Moshe Misina. Shemam Fadai, Yeshnam Perushim, Mekubalim, Shehem Emeila, Bechal Torah Shechtav. They're definitely perushim mekubalim that are included in Parash Yosef. Like we saw before, in the Parash Mishnayis, we saw that there's Yabiyad Gabi Kabbalah Vekatesis Kab and Priyas Tadal Gabi Esra and Baskarin Kisachal Lizanas and Mutsi Shem that it's an Ashishish. And the Baskarin is an Ashishish. So these are all Kabbalahs and these are all Kabbalahs that have the status of Parash Yosef. But other things can have the status of Torah Shabbal Peh. So not the Rambam writes that if this machlokes be a du'a she'en kabbalah in Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, the Rambam is talking about Halacha Moshe Misinai. And there are definitely a lot of machlokes in Halacha Moshe Misinai if the Chabas Yoyi writes. If a die the machlokes about Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Chabas Yoyi brings many proofs. But if there's a machlokes, you know that it's not kabbalah in Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's a mekubal as Torah Shabbal Peh. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's the Risofer.
So So Talacha Moshe Misina, that has the status of Divrei Sofrim. If a Talacha Moshe Misina has the status of Divrei Sofrim, then you can argue that. But if a Talacha Moshe Misina that has the status of Divrei Torah, that is no argument. That argument is in the Bible. The second somebody says, one of the Chachamim Sofer says that he's a Kabbalah, that it's Divrei Torah, Talacha Moshe Misina, Divrei Torah, and that's it, that's what it is. As the Rambam says, that you know it's not a Kabbalah in Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Machlokas, meaning you know it's not a Kabbalah in Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's a, it has a status of Torah Shilsah, that it's a Lach Moshe Messina with the status of Torah Shilsah. Perhaps it's a Kabbalah in Moshe Rabbeinu that has a status of Torah Shilsah, that you can have a Machlokas. מזה גופה שיש בזה מחלוקת, נאמר בזה שהלכה למשה מסיני שישנה בזה אינה גדר של פירוש התורה. So all the demos of the Avdecha Besiyar, that we have a מחלוקת, that הלכה למשה מסיני, that he asks in the Rambam. The very fact that the מחלוקת, what was said here was that the הלכה למשה מסיני is not the גדר פירוש of the Torah, and the גדר דברי סופרים. And the Rambam is coming to tell us in this הלכה over here. If you see a machlokas, you know that it's only considered a Talach Moshe Messina, it's only considered a race offering. Therefore, all the kashas of Chavis here are unsure. Dugma Boletet, a very clear example of this, would be the kashas of Chavis here at the end of this long Shuva, in the Gzeir Shava, we pass the Nid 19b, and at the time of Gzeir Shava, the Kibla Mirabba. Kevin Shikibla, Arei, Lo Shayach, was a machlokas. Once somebody who's compatible with their Rishav is not a focus. In fact, the Chavis Yair, I understand. There are loads of machlokas about their Rishav in the Gemara. So how can you say that the person who's compatible with Rabbi is compatible with Rabbi, compatible with Sinai, that this is their Rishav and this is machlokas and it's against the Rabbi? Based on what we said, no. Their Rishav is the status of Divrei Sofrim. Just like many other drushes, the Rambam says have a status of Divrei Sofrim. And there you could have a machlokas, whether it was miskabel from Sinai or not. And now we understand very well that Rambam writes, for one, the Kavi Zaki Mamre, that even if he says, Mipi Kabbalah, Mumakaki Balti Mirabu Isai, they say, Kapne Rabinim Shadi Noisein, he says they have a Kabbalah, and they say, we see things differently. Not that you don't have a Kabbalah, but we don't see it that way logically. He's Chayav Misa, so he has Matam, he should be Chayav Misa, he says he has a Kabbalah. But based on what we said, Kabbalah, Gedr Shel Torah Shel Shebal Peh. When you have a Kabbalah that has the Torah Shebal Peh status, it's not a Perish of Torah Shel Sav. If they didn't hear it from their Rabbein, it's not Torah by them. And when they're the Rov, so then you follow the Rov. Follow the Ruban, as we spoke about, the difference between Rov and Ruban, between the difference between the Dvarim and the people, Ruban being the people. So that they, what they say becomes Torah, and therefore he's a Zaki Man. That's the Lama says, Vein Mukach Nira Vein Eino. Vein Mukach Nira Vein Eino. Halacha Lomash Misin Adar Hashem Lai Tam Svar. That's why it's called Halacha. Vein Mukach Nira Vein Eino. So that's the Rama was telling us. And since they don't have a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is not a Chayva. The Klapehem, Hadim, or Kafish and Rabbe Nehem, and I'm Shalok Halach Lomosh Misinai. And it appears to them that it's not Halach Lomosh Misinai. That comes on things where there's no Svar. Here they have Svar otherwise. So you're saying that it's not Halach Lomosh Misinai. So they don't have to accept what he says. Because he's saying, so he's talking about things that are and they say, no, we have logic. Since we have logic, what you're saying is not correct, and therefore you're saying is batal in your Zaki Mamre. But I thank you in the meantime for staying with me. This is awesome. And Pirtos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue. I want apologize for the Arichus Advarim. You know, I know that it's hard for people to follow one shir, another shir, another shir, another shir. But that's the amelus that's required in order to properly understand the Torah. It's not the Twitter. You know, everything in, used to be 120 characters, and now it's 240. So you can't say all the Torah in the 240 characters. There's a lot more. So Torah is an endless, endless, beautiful ocean, glorious ocean of Mayim Chaim. So I really appreciate those who listen, and I hope you're able to continue. And we'll see more in the Philosophy of Torah Hashem. There's so much more to say in the Sukkah. It's a beautiful Yortzeit Drasha. From Rav Soloveitchik on this topic. So maybe we'll learn that together. Beautiful Yortzeit Drashas. And this topic of Messiah, and it's so basic, so fundamental for our belief system. So please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, believe shalom.